Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it's going to be the best day ever. The weekend is practically already here. Put a smile on your face. Yes, I will address the big news of the day here in just a moment. George Santos being bounced from the House of Representatives. But it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We have so much more. Are these companies like Disney going to wake up? Why do young men court death from time to time? We'll talk about that. Somebody wants to know about DeSantis's, quote, crumbling campaign. Somebody is mad at Trump, so we got people mad at both of them. Why are Marines called jarheads? Is the Democrat Party going to split? All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. There are tons of questions and all kinds of fun to be had, so let's just get the ugly out of the way first. What is the ugly? Chris. No, I'm kidding. The George Santos being removed from Congress thing. All right, so in case you're just now tuning in, I know you rely on this show for real journalism. George Santos was removed from Congress today. New York congressman, as you know, and I'm not exactly sure how I want to put this. There are some accusations that George Santos is a gigantic crook, that he is a liar and a crook. And all that's probably true. All right, I don't know whether it's true or whether it's not, but it doesn't matter. Today, Republicans, with the slimmest majority possible, Republicans gathered on the House floor and voted to make their majority somehow even slimmer than it was before. And this has people on the right up in arms or cheering, depending on who you are and how you see yourself. Let's pause on that for a moment. I was going to do history, but actually we're going to do a movie instead because this is the best example I thought of here on the fly. You ever see that movie, The Patriot? The Patriot, it's a great movie. It's that Mel Gibson American... What? Do you have a problem with The Patriot, Chris? Why did you do that? What's wrong with The Patriot? You know what? No, you're not interrupting, Chris. Anyway, it's a great movie, no matter what Jewish producer Chris says. It's a great movie, Revolutionary War movie. And I hate to give away too many spoilers here, but Mel Gibson's fighting on obviously the right side, fighting against the British. He's got some sons. Some of them die. Some of them don't. But Mel Gibson essentially starts a guerrilla force of revolutionaries. What are they there to do? They are there to kill British people. That's what they're there to do. Kill British soldiers. And Mel Gibson has to recruit. And he does some recruiting. And the men he recruits are unappealing to one of his sons. Why? Well, his son is very well put together. Good uniform. Knows right from wrong. Doesn't cuss. I'm sure he's nice to his mother, even though their mom's dead in the movie. But the men who come in to volunteer to work with Mel Gibson are rough.
They have big dips of tobacco in their lip. They cuss. They have tattoos, bad teeth. They drink too much. They're ugly. And I remember it like it was yesterday. It's a great movie. Son is sitting there with his father looking at these men, these rough around the edges men who have come in, and he says to his father, these men, they're not the sort we need. And his dad looks at his son and looks over at the men, sharpening their knives, getting ready to go kill British people. And his dad looks at his son and says, these men are exactly the sort we need. I am not going to sit here behind the microphone on a Friday night with Ask Dr. Jesse questions waiting for us and waste a single minute of your time being the champion of George Santos. I don't know George Santos. I don't care about George Santos. George Santos might be guilty of everything they accused him of. I don't have any idea. But I am here to tell you this. The time to be choosy about accepting people who are on our side, that time was 50 years ago. If you wanted to be choosy about who's in the tent and who's out of the tent, well, that time was before cutting off your child's penis was firmly ingrained into the federal government of the United States of America. That time was before the Federal Bureau of Investigation sent SWAT teams to the homes of pro-lifers and sent undercover agents into your church. The time for polite and nice, and we're better than that, guys, and what about our principles? That was yesterday. If you wanted that kind of a movement, if you wanted the right to say pure, to stay pure and clean and looking good and very pretty, then you shouldn't have let the dirty commie scum take over everything. And I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about these loser weenies we have in the House and the Senate. These people disgust me because they've been so polite for so long. Oh, I'm doing things the right way, guys. And anytime someone comes along on our side who's a little icky, oh my gosh, we're better than that. And boom, he's gone. You know who's never going to get removed from Congress? AOC. An actual socialist who was worth 35 cents before she got elected to Congress. Now she's a millionaire. Anyone going to ask questions about those crimes? Any questions about those crimes? George Santos? You know, speaking of crimes, everything they do on the House floor is a crime. They just passed a continuing resolution. They just got done passing one of those. It funds every part of this government through January. Did you know that the continuing resolution was made for emergency purposes only? That is the entire purpose of the continuing resolution. The government should be forced to meet and come up with a budget that is vetted and open to the American people. But because they don't want to expose everything they're doing to you, they just keep passing continuing resolutions. That's your money. That's your child's money. You want to know why? You want to know why? There are news headlines like this.
So if you plan on getting gifts for the 12 days of Christmas, just know your pockets may hurt. According to the Christmas Price Index, prices are at record highs. They say those 12 days of gifts can cost you more than $46,000.
Whoa!
That's expensive. Now, so you may want to go ahead and just go to Dollar Tree instead.
You can't afford Christmas this year. Go to the Dollar Tree. You know why? Because the government keeps printing and spending money it doesn't have. Crimes. That's a crime perpetrated against you, the American citizen. Nobody got removed for that crime. Not a single solitary soul. Donald Trump had his presidential campaign spied on by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The Federal Bureau of Investigation lied on a warrant application to the FISA court, lied on it, openly, brazenly lied on it, so they could get permission to spy on him, and then continually lied on it so they could keep spying on him. Not one person went to jail. Shoot, the main guy, Kevin Kleinsmith, he's still practicing law. He didn't even get disbarred. Crimes? This party is pathetic. They really are genuinely pathetic. They have no idea what they're up against, or even worse, they're complicit in it. I heard this exchange from Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham! He was very upset with what Dick Durbin pulled yesterday in the Senate. Man, if this isn't the GOP.
I vote for Sotomayor and Kagan and get repaid by the most disgusting display of hatred and partisanship against a nominee I've ever seen.
I voted for Sotomayor and Kagan. I don't understand. Oh my gosh, my granny panties are in a bunch. I was so nice to you. You brought up these card-carrying communists, and you wanted to put them on the Supreme Court so they could tear through this country like a hot knife through butter, and I agreed to do that for you, and you repaid me by not being nice. I thought if I was nice, you would be nice. Ah! I bounced George Santos. I removed George Santos, guys. You're going to be nice now, right?
Disgusting. The weakness, I find the GOP oftentimes, I'll just be frank with you. We're going to move on to Ask Dr. Jesse questions because I'm getting my blood pressure up and it's a Monday. Oftentimes, I find the GOP to be more disgusting than the communists. At least the communists believe in something. At least they fight for something. At least they fight like they intend to win. We have a bunch of no-tea eunuchs on our side. And it disgusts me. We're moving on. I've asked Dr. Jed. We're going to talk about double dip in the dip and all kinds of stuff. Also, Chris, we're getting a private jet. Someone said we're going to, and we're going to. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we get to that, you know what I'm going to do? First time we get on our private jet, which we don't own yet, and we're going to have to figure out how to pay for. You know, I'm going to sit down in that private jet, and I'm going to pull out my Pure Talk phone, and I'm going to call everyone I know. And I'm going to rub it in their faces that I'm on a private jet and they're not on a private jet. In fact, because Pure Talk, they're on the same great 5G network, you know, biggest one in the country. I'll probably FaceTime everybody. And I'll be all, hey, what are you doing? Oh, man, you're at work today? Oh, gosh, that's too bad. I'm here on the private jet. Hey, Chris, bring me some peanuts. That's what I'll be saying on my Pure Talk phone. And I'll be able to afford that private jet because for just $35 a month, I get unlimited talk, text, and 15 gigs of data. Go get your Pure Talk phone. It's time. Dump Verizon. Dump AT&T. Dump T-Mobile. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Ride on a private jet with me.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. One last word on this and then we're moving on. The House bounced George Santos for crimes. New York's very own Jamal Bowman pulled a fire alarm on camera to disrupt an official proceeding. That's an actual crime. He still sits in the House. There was never even an effort made to remove him. That communist apparatchik still sits there and Democrats smile.
As you know, we need a revolution within our criminal justice system, period, point blank. It is inhumane. It is racist. It is operating exactly as it was designed.
No effort made by Democrats to remove him. None. George Santos is gone, though. Pathetic. A party that wants to lose. Wants to lose. All right, we're moving on. We have other things to talk about. Ooh, this is a good one. DeSantis and Gavin Newsom had a little debate last night, and I said it was fraught with risk for DeSantis that did real well for himself. Woke up today, every headline was how Gavin Newsom got crushed. So good for DeSantis. Here's a little bit of it.
Why the kids were locked out of school for so long. Joe Biden is in the pocket of the teachers union, and so is Kamala Harris. That's why they fought school openings when he came in there. When they had that in there.
It's Kamala Harris.
Biden came into office and he brought in.
Okay, so Newsom whining about how to say their name. All right, so we have this one. There's a little bit of DeSantis and Trump talk. Pro DeSantis, people pro Trump people. This guy says, Jesse, I want to know why you've been so silent about the DeSantis crumbling campaign. You've said time and again, let them fight for my vote. only to say you're pulling the lever for Ron. He's clearly a gutless coward that cannot even speak out against the BS indictments Trump faces. We know you've also said the system will never allow a Trump presidency again. Jesse, before your Oracle crown melts completely, where do you stand now? And would you support a Trump-Tucker ticket? I still love you. He wasn't being a jerk. He was just a Trump fan, whatever. Okay, well, a couple things. One, if Trump is the nominee, I'm voting for Donald Trump. If it's Trump-Tucker, I'll enthusiastically vote for Donald Trump and Tucker. I don't think that would happen, but if it's Trump-Tucker, that sounds good. I'll happily vote for them. I maintain exactly what I said. They're never going to let him be president again, though. Ever. They're going to break him financially. That's what this New York trial is all about right now with Letitia James. Then they're going to make him a convicted felon. That's not an opinion. He's going to be a convicted felon by the time the election rolls around. The Supreme Court's not coming to save you. There you go. American people are not going to vote for a convicted felon. What do you want me to tell you? I will vote for him. That doesn't mean the American people will. As far as the voting for Ron DeSantis, I have told you from the very beginning that I will be honest with you about how I'm going to vote and why I'm voting there. I am voting for Ron DeSantis because he has expressed contrition about COVID lockdowns, whereas Trump still brags about them and brags about the vaccine. That was my decision. I told you that's how I would make my decision. That is very clearly the stance he's going to take. And so I've made my stance. I do not work for these people. I don't work for DeSantis. I don't work for Trump, and I don't want to. I don't worship them either. These people are all of them. DeSantis, Trump, they're nothing to me. They're rental cars to me. I don't care about them. Now, onto your crumbling campaign. What's crumbling? Has there been a vote that I didn't know about? Did Iowa move their caucus up early? Did Iowa vote early? And I'm not trying to be too glib here, but better slow your roll on the crumbling campaign thing before a single vote is cast. People in both camps, the DeSantis camp and the Trump camp, they get way too online, spend way too much time on social media, way too much time listening to this guy or that guy, and they've convinced themselves of things before we know anything. We don't know anything yet. And yeah, DeSantis might get his doors blown off. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. All these polls, all these people lie all the time. They all lie all the time. Every primary campaign lies. They use poll numbers to fundraise, to intimidate other people out of the race. There's no crumbling campaign. If it's crumbling, then why did Donald Trump just sink $20 million into anti-DeSantis attack ads across various states? He's worried. They have numbers that at least have him worried. I don't know that Trump's going to win. I don't know that Trump's going to lose. I don't know that I don't know. And nor am I that emotionally invested in the presidential primary. That's why I don't spend a bunch of time talking about it. This on the issue of things that actually matter, it is issue number 1,000, especially because I think these dirty communist scum are not going to allow the 2024 election to go our way anyway. If you're one of the people out there, whether you're a DeSantis person or you're a Trump person, and you're putting all your eggs in the 2024 presidential campaign basket, and that's where all your campaign emotion goes, that's where all your political emotion goes, brother, you are setting yourself up to have quite a crappy year. I don't do that. We have bigger fish to fry than the presidential primary. Much bigger fish to fry. That people get themselves wrapped up in this thing, crumbling camp. What's crumbling? We don't know anything. They're both raising money, spending money. They're campaigning. There's nothing crumbling. If you're in the Trump campaign, be real careful counting your chickens. If you're in the DeSantis campaign, you got a lot of work to do because you're probably still behind. Votes have not been cast yet. Get out there and earn my vote, both of you. Keep going. And look, maybe Donald Trump comes out tomorrow and says, hey, I was dead wrong about the lockdowns. Not firing Fauci. The vaccine was a mistake. I own that. I'll be honest with you. He might have my primary vote back. That happens. I demand that, though. I have demands. I'm in charge, not them. I have demands. Maybe I'm just all ramped up because I've been taking my chalk and I had my Chad mode today. Chalk, you see, you know what a pre-workout is? It's normally in powder form. You pour it in something and you drink it before a workout. Kind of gets you amped up, usually has caffeines and things like that in it. But the problem is, It almost always has a bunch of crap in it. So, of course, chalk, they wanted something purer, something better. Spent 2 years developing Chad mode, natural caffeines, none of the gunk, none of the junk. All it is you feeling like $1 million during your workout and then all day long fired up and ready to go. And it's on sale now, too, along with the male vitality stacks and the female vitality stacks and the chocolate powder. Go find the natural herbal supplement for you. There are many at chalk.com. Take advantage of the sales. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Nafok, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm moving off the George Santos stuff. All right, I have to get to the private jet we're going to have. Sorry, I meant to get to that last one. Jesse, Rush was successful enough to have a private jet, EIB-1. I actually forgot he named it EIB-1. That's great. What a stud. If the federal government doesn't put you in jail first, which they will, I think you will be successful enough to be able to purchase a private aircraft. Chris, isn't this exciting? Anyway, the guy says, if you were able to make such a purchase, what would you name your aircraft? Menu Whisperer 1, the Crayon Connoisseur, the Climate Changer. I really like the Climate Changer. The problem with, Chris, you like that one too? The problem with the Climate Changer, if we go that route, is we're going to get it vandalized. And you risk, well, listen, you just dismissed that, Chris. What if they do more than vandalize it? These climate change people are murderous people. They want to kill billions of people. What if one of them throws a wrench in the engine or something like that? Yes, we will have parachutes. Good call, Chris. And ejector seats. We need ejector seats. I'm not jumping out the door like some kind of a peasant. I want a button with ejector seats. And because it'll be my jet, Oracle 1. What, Chris? I like that. Anyway, Oracle 1, I want ejector seats for everyone else. Did you ever see that James Bond movie? Goldfinger, one of the great James Bond movies of all times. I can't believe my dad let me watch that when I was younger. Totally inappropriate for kids, by the way. But he had an ejector seat for the passenger in his car. Gosh, that's what we'll have for our jet. Then, you know what happens? The wife starts hooking up her Bluetooth to the sound system and playing Taylor Swift or whatever. Honey, I'll do it. I'll have my finger hovering right over the button. Don't make me do it. Anyway, you've been talking this week about how the communists cannot address the brain tumor, and we're using Disney as an example. I fear that Disney, along with our broken institutions, will continue to go down this path regardless of monetary losses. I suspect their goal is to wait out the current generation of gatekeepers for roughly the next 10 years.
All the CRT and garbage-taught in schools will have a majority of young people fully indoctrinated. The LGBTQ Air Force garbage that we see now will be accepted and expected by this next generation, and Disney and other commie companies will reap the benefits. What say you? Thank you for your unapologetic conservative voice, praying for you and your family, so on and so forth. Thank you for your prayers. Okay, let's deal with this. Are these companies going to wake up and turn things around? Or are they going to keep going downhill? And on a broader level, is America going to wake up and turn things around? Or is it going to keep going downhill? Well, the answer is probably both. I'll tell you what, I'm going to play something for you. This is a little long, but this is a seminar of Disney, courtesy to the fellas who found this little nugget. 2015, this is a diversity seminar. Listen to this major company. Listen to how committed they are to the communism they push.
I work at the corporate headquarters for the Walt Disney Company, and I help lead programs and initiatives and build strategic frameworks around D&I that span the enterprise. So all of our segments, including Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, ESPN, the Walt Disney Studios, have their own D&I practitioners. My job is to look at the three primary areas of focus for us, which are workforce, workplace, and marketplace, against specific dimensions of diversity, such as LGBT, and come up with strategic frameworks, programs, and managed relationships associated with those. In terms of workforce, we want a workforce that reflects our global customer, viewers, fans, and guests at every level. In terms of workplace, we want to make sure that it's inclusive and provides the opportunity for our people to contribute and develop their full potential. And then in terms of marketplace, we want to leverage that diversity to create content, products and services, and also guest experiences that grow our business and engage with diverse communities.
That was 2015. Since then, we've seen box office bomb after box office bomb, Disney Plus hemorrhaging subscribers. If you go down to Disney, and maybe you take your daughter into the princess store, she will be greeted by a, quote, princess who's actually a dude with a beard pretending to be a princess. Your child will be waterboarded by rainbow gear at Disney. In fact, I don't believe they even have genders on the bathrooms anymore. That's how disgusting in Sodom and Gomorrah it's gotten down there. Now, are they going to wake up? Are the losses going to get so bad they're going to wake up? Or is this guy right? They're going to keep going downhill and downhill and downhill. Well, I will say this. Yes, they're going to keep going downhill. Yes, part of America will keep going downhill, but part will not. There's a good news and bad news thing about this here. Listen, again, we're not dealing with bad. It's so important that the right understands this. It's so important that anti-communists get this concept through their heads. There is a difference between bad and evil. Bad and evil. If I'm a bank robber, all right? If I'm a bank robber, I'm bad. I walk into a bank and I stick a pistol in somebody's face and I say, "Give me all your money." And that's how I'd say it. I'd say, "Freeze, dirtball." No, that's what the cops say. But anyway, I would say, "Give me all your money." And I steal for a living. I take things that belong to other people, and that's bad. And yes, on some level, it's evil. But as a bank robber, I may very well wake up one day, maybe today, and I say, "Man, this life of crime is not only dangerous, it's wrong. Somebody got hurt at our bank robbery yesterday. A woman got hurt, and it broke my heart seeing that woman who got hurt. I'm going to turn things around. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to get a real job, and I'm going to turn things around." And that story of criminals turning their lives around is a common story. There are people listening right now to me in state and federal prison, and they're going to turn their lives around because they're not evil. Bad, have done some bad things, not evil. People who've made mistakes, done bad things, not evil. But if I'm a demon, and demons are real, if I'm a demon, I never, ever, ever wake up and have a change of heart. I never wake up and self-reflect. I never wake up and say to myself, wow, this has gone too far. Hey, guys, we've had a good time killing everybody and all the suffering and misery and death. But, man, I saw a little kid crying today because of something we did, and I feel terrible about it. This demon life is not for me. I'm changing my ways, guys. Sounds ridiculous, right? Because it is. What's happening in this country, to parts of this country, not all of it, but what's happening in this country is evil. It is darkness from the pit of hell. And evil does not have a bottom. That's why, look, if I told you 10 years ago, 10 years ago is nothing. If I told you 10 years ago that you would walk into Target and you would see a display where your 12-year-old son could purchase underwear so he could tuck his penis away and pretend to be a woman, you would turn off the radio, you would write me hate mail, you would send a message to iHeart saying there's some deranged conspiracy theorist on the air and you need to get that nutball off the air. 10 years ago, if I came on the air and told you that, you would have told me I was insane. And yet that is the America we live in right now. I saw a picture yesterday of a woman, of course, a liberal white woman, who had a t-shirt on that said, I've had 21 abortions. Evil doesn't stop. Evil goes down and down and down. So are there companies like Disney? Are there portions of this country that are going to continue to descend? Yes, there's no question about it. But it is not all bad news. There is a good part of this. And we will discuss that good part in just a moment. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So we were talking, just to catch you up, in case you're just now joining us, we were talking about somebody wanted to know, hey, are these companies like Disney, is the country itself, is it just going to keep going down to everyone's indoctrinated and it just keeps going down and down and down without end? And I just gave the bad part of that. There's good and bad. The bad part of it is parts of it, yes. Some corporations, yes. Some parts of the country, yes. But actually, there is good. And actually, I wanted to read another question on this because it's going to go along the same lines. Buenas tardes, Dr. Jesse. This last Sunday, the priest at my family's local parish gave his homily. Chris, is that what am I asking you for? Michael, is that how you say it, homily? Okay, I'm sorry. We don't. Michael, that's a sermon, right? That's a sermon? Okay, it's a sermon. Gave his homily about how a young Pope Benedict, XVI, I don't know my Roman numerals. I think that's the 16th, Chris? I came up with that, not Chris. The 16th wrote an article in the 1950s about how people who don't worship God are growing in number inside the church, so on and so forth. The Lord has called me to be a priest when I grow up, and I'm excited to share messages like that to fight the communists. But I'm worried that very few pastors will do the same. Do you think that pastors will get more confrontational against communists in the future, or do you think they will stay low-T and miss the problem? Well, I wanted to answer this one along the same lines because the answer is the same. Listen, there are hard times coming for the country. That's what happens when you lose your way, when you embrace communism, when you allow these evil people to take over, you sign yourself up for hard times. And part of the reason those hard times, in fact, the reason those hard times are here, it's not just the evil of the left, it's the pathetic weakness of the right. The right loves to look good, be principled, that's not who we are, while getting their teeth kicked in. That has allowed these people to take over everything. But there's a big but here. The hard times that are coming, they are going to create, and in fact already are creating, a hardened anti-communist right that is going to be much more capable and willing to fight back. That includes pastors and priests. It includes non-religious people. It includes just regular anti-communists. Look, I see it in the next generation all the time. I see it from the emails I get from kids. I see it in my sons and their friends. There is a hardcore rebellion happening right now against the endless evil. Don't think that all kids are just mindless drones going along with everything they see. Oh my gosh, but Disney told everyone to be a tranny, so all the young kids are. No, that is false. Is this manipulating and destroying some kids? Of course it is. There are all kinds of kids across the country who look at this and they know it's wrong. They know it's evil. They mock it. They pour scorn on it. And they are going to fight back in a way that is much more toothy, if you will, than the right has previously been. Because when the evil rises and gets more and more evil, the good rises as well. You know a great example of this? The abortion industry. This is a great example of this. The abortion industry. We've had the overturning of Roe versus Wade, and there are states banning it and whatnot. But in states like New York, abortion is increasing. Did you know that? While states like Texas, my state, are going down, New York, it's increasing. The evil is increasing. The good is increasing. The access to the abortion pill. Now these ladies can just, you can go online and just find it. You know where the closest abortion clinic is? It's your neighbor's house. It's teenage girls doing it in their bathroom now. That's the truth. That's the closest abortion clinic. That's horrible, and it's rising. But at the same time, you have groups like Preborn who are rising alongside them and fighting back. You never heard of Preborn a couple years ago. Preborn is growing like gangbusters out there as the anti-abortion, as the pro-life industry rises. By the way, that's probably a good way to mention at this point in time, they're matching tax-deductible gifts right now. Every gift to Preborn is tax-deductible. They do what they do with your donations. Remember, $28 buys the ultrasound. $5,000? If you have that, most people do not. I realize that. But if you have that, not only tax deductible, it funds their entire network for a day. 200 lives walking the planet because of you. When they're matching it, man, now's the time. Give a gift in somebody's name, too, for Christmas. Preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse. But back to my point, when the evil rises, good will rise as well. It will. Now, who's going to win that battle? Man, I don't know. I joke about being an oracle. I'm an idiot. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know whether the right, whether the good guys, whether you, whether me, whether we're going to rise up and be strong enough and be smart enough to combat the evil in this country to eventually save it in the end. I don't know that. Maybe we will. Maybe we will not. Maybe we will be too weak, too stupid, too pathetic. Maybe the evil will overcome us and we will simply go the way that many nations have been. We will simply be given over to all this evil and it'll all come apart on us as has happened many, 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 many times throughout history. I don't know. I can't see the ending. But it's not all bad. Remember, it's not all bad. It's easy to look around right now at everything and how ugly everything is and say it's everything's bad, everything's lost. That's not true. That is not true. There are so many great communities that are rising up. States are beginning to rise up. We have a right that is beginning to grow some teeth. Do they have a long way to go? Oh my gosh, of course. Look, there's a ton of this still left, and it's going to take us time to get rid of it.
I vote for Sotomayor and Kagan and get repaid by the most disgusting display of hatred and partisanship against a nominee I've ever seen. It's always our people who have their lives turned upside down. So you made a choice here. And I'm going to go to the floor and ask that this bill that we passed in September come to the floor, and it never will. And when we had amendment, when we had subpoenas to be issued regarding Crossfire Hurricane, the biggest abuse of the...
I can't take it anymore. My T levels are dropping, but...
I voted for you! Why are you doing this to me?
The next generation, they're going to approach this problem much differently. And look, I've been going off about the George Santos thing today. And I'm not going to go back into that now. But future generations are watching and they're disgusted. And if I can make you feel better, it does take time to get rid of the old dead skin that is the low T GOP and replace it with anti-communists. It takes time. So we'll just keep chopping away. All right. All right. Now, someone wants to know, is the Democrat Party going to fracture? Why are Marines called jarheads? Why do young men crave things that can hurt them? Double dipping the dip. What should you get as a secret Santa gift for liberal Aunt Peggy? All that and so much more is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And we still have 2 hours to do it. All right. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.